Some Reindeer in a Coffee by Mistress Curvy. Read by Argentum Lupin.
Gerard! Gerard, come on! You gotta see this!
His nose twitching, Gerard snuffled and turned over onto his side, trying to reach down to pull the comforter back up. It was cold, and almost certainly way too early to be awake, and he didn't know why his bed was suddenly so large, but he really had no interest in figuring it out. The comforter was tugged down until it was around his waist, the cold air washing over his bare chest. He cracked an eye open.
"Frank, I was asleep."
"Yeah, and you're missing it. Come on. I even brought you coffee."
Those words inspired Gerard to open both eyes, and he blinked up at Frank standing over him, holding a coffee mug with a...
"Frank, why does my coffee have a candy cane in it?"
"Because it's festive. When the fuck did you turn into such a killjoy?"
"When you woke me up at..."
Gerard checked their bedside clock.
6 o'clock in the fucking morning, the hell?"
"It's Christmas, motherfucker, and you are getting up now."
And with that, Frank grabbed Gerard's wrist and tugged, pulling him up out of bed. Once he was standing, Frank shoved the mug of coffee into Gerard's hands. Gerard unwillingly took a sip of coffee, which was delicious, candy cane and all. His boyfriend didn't fight fair.
"Okay, so what are you showing me?"
Frank beamed, his smile forcing Gerard to lean down and kiss him.
"Come on."
Lacing their hands together, Frank led him out of their bedroom and down the stairs to the bay window facing out towards the front yard.
"Frank, it's snowing!"
Gerard looked down at Frank in delight.
"I know, genius. Why do you think I woke you up?" "Keep looking," Frank said,
his cheek pressed up against Gerard's shoulder.
"I thought you were just being an ass."
Gerard watched as the snow softly fell onto the ground, the flakes illuminated in the streetlights. Frank kissed his bare skin.
"I can multitask. Stop looking at the lights and check out our lawn. Next to the dogwood," he added.
Gerard obediently looked to the side of their yard and sucked in a breath.
"A deer,"
Frank pointed.
"There's a whole bunch of them. They're fucking reindeer, G."
Shaking his head, Gerard couldn't take his eyes off them.
"They're not reindeer, Frank, but they're beautiful."
"They could be reindeer."
"Those are fucking Jersey deer, born and bred, dude," Gerard said, taking another sip of his peppermint coffee. "Reindeer are only in the Arctic."
"Whatever. It's Christmas, and there are reindeer, and we need to plug in the tree," Frank said.
He lifted his palms up when Gerard looked at him.
"What? We're already up."
Gerard leaned in and kissed him, his bare skin prickling from the house still set at its night temperature. But he didn't care. It wasn't every morning he got woken up with coffee to see reindeer and snow. Frank kissed him back, mouth sweet and familiar, and Gerard unsteadily reached down to put his coffee mug on the windowsill. Once he had both hands free, he pulled Frank in closer, grabbing Frank's ass through the soft material of his pajama bottoms. Breaking away for a moment, Frank put his mouth near Gerard's ear.
"The reindeer are watching us."
Gerard responded by tugging Frank away from the window and the prying eyes of the wildlife. He pulled him back until they reached the couch, pushing Frank down to sit as he got on his knees between Frank's legs.
"Can't see us now,"
he said, enjoying the way Frank had already slouched down, his cock obvious through the thin material. Running his hands up Frank's thighs, Gerard pressed his face into Frank's groin, breathing him in and rubbing his face against Frank's hardening cock. He felt Frank's hands tugging through his hair, getting caught in the snarls there, and he reached up to flip the waistband of Frank's pajamas down, dragging his tongue up the shaft. Gerard took it slow, getting Frank's cock nice and wet before finally closing his mouth around the head, tongue tracing along the ridge. The movement of Frank's hips was just as relaxed, rhythm lazy and perfect, and Gerard lost himself in the feel of Frank's cock in his mouth, the sweep of Frank's hands over his bare shoulders. The house was quiet and still, the only sounds the ones Frank made as Gerard took him deeper and deeper, gasps and aborted groans and long sighs. Gerard brought one hand down to his cock, gripping the base to make himself hold off a little longer, focusing on Frank's pleasure alone. When Frank finally groaned out,
"Oh, fuck,"
voice low and ragged as he came, Gerard was almost disappointed, not sure he would ever get enough of Frank. He consoled himself with the knowledge that he could start off every day by blowing Frank if he wanted, could roll over and kiss him any time he wanted now. The thought made him pull off and kneel up to kiss Frank, grabbing him close. Frank pushed forward into the kiss and toppled them both over onto the carpet, getting Gerard's pajama pants down as soon as they stopped flailing. His mouth was around Gerard's cock before Gerard even fully registered that he was mostly naked on the floor.
Gerard thrust up into Frank's mouth immediately, too close already to attempt to take it slow, and Frank moved with him, hands clasped behind his back as he let Gerard's hands hold his face and control the pace. He came down Frank's throat hard, Frank swallowing around him the entire time as he gasped up at the ceiling. He could smell the pine of their tree, could still taste the peppermint mingling with Frank's cum, and he had the fleeting thought that this was the best Christmas morning he'd ever had. The thought made him pull Frank off his cock, tugging him up into his arms for a long, lingering kiss. When he pulled away, finally, he smiled at Frank, brushing his hair out of his eyes. "Merry Christmas, Frank."
"Merry Christmas, Gerard."
He smiled and kissed Gerard again.
"Want to go back upstairs and sleep until Mikey and Alicia come over?"
Gerard didn't say a word, just tugged Frank up from the floor and led him back up the stairs, coffee abandoned. They could always make more. The end.